Months after an incapacitated woman gave birth to a baby boy after being raped by her caregiver at Hacienda Healthcare, Governor Doug Ducey signed one of the first bills aimed at protecting Arizona's most vulnerable individuals. Senate Bill 1211 was signed by the governor yesterday and goes into effect immediately. And joining me to talk more about this law is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Good morning, Kathy.
And good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so what will this law do?
Well, this bill was crafted to close a loophole created in the late 90s that allowed intermediate care facilities, or ICFs, like the one at Hacienda Healthcare, to be exempt from state inspection. Hacienda's ICF, where the young woman lived, was not licensed by the state of Arizona. Rather, the state served as an agent to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Republican Senator Heather Carter sponsored Senate Bill 1211. Here, she's talking about why this bill was necessary in the first place.
Prior to this legislation, if a state went in as an agent of CMS and did an inspection and found something wrong, they would have to simply report that to CMS and wait for CMS to take action. Now, with this legislation, if they go in as part of their regular inspections and find something wrong, they can take action immediately, because this legislation gives them the authority to not only regulate, but then to provide either corrections or discipline or to remove their license. But without this legislation, the only role the state had was as a reporting agency to CMS.
Okay, so Kathy, this is just one step, though, am I correct, in addressing what appears to be a much bigger problem?
Yeah, you know, last year, NPR and the Department of Justice found that people with intellectual or developmental disabilities were 7 times more likely to be victims of sexual assault. And what happened at Hacienda really woke people up to what is a very real problem. Erica McFadden is the executive director at the Arizona Developmental Disabilities Council. She says Hacienda illuminated gaps in the system, and with the passage of this bill, she's feeling optimistic.
So to have this bill pass within a short period of time, in the last 4 months this happened, and this bill has already passed, is a good sign. And we already have an executive order also addressing a lot of the gaps that were issued in our report. And there's also other legislation that's pending that are addressing other gaps. So I feel like legislators, the governor's office, even the state agencies are focused on making sure that as many gaps can be filled as possible so people are safe.
So the report McFadden is talking about was issued by her organization in January, and it contained legislative and regulatory recommendations, including raising awareness of sexual abuse among the disability community, publicly posting performance reports of group homes, and strengthening duty to report laws.
Okay, so what's next as we get further and further away from the news of what happened at Hacienda?
You know, the work is far from done, Lauren. Both Senator Carter and McFadden were pretty adamant about that. Here's Carter talking about next steps.
And so while this is an important step, it's not the only step. So there are still conversations that will take place around additional education, around making sure that individuals that are providing direct care have the necessary training to recognize signs of abuse and neglect, making sure that families have the tools and the information that they need to protect their loved ones. And then also making sure that we're not just looking at individuals that are in this type of a facility, but individuals that may be cared for in other settings as well.
So it sounds like this conversation is far from over.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that struck me when I talked to Senator Carter is that it's clear this is not a partisan issue. Mm-hmm. She talked about having a statewide disability coordinator, and that was something that Democratic Representative Jennifer Longden also talked about. And Carter told me she's advocating for that on the Senate side.
All right. That's KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Kathy, thanks.
Thank you.